Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A cashless society, dummy.
Let's do it, buddy.
Seems like just a matter of time.
Yes.
But some folks don't like it. Enough people don't like it, in fact, that state lawmakers are pushing back against it.
Pushing cash on me, are you?
No, they're not doing that. And that's, Kimmy, why does he feel like it has to be one
know.
Or the other?
I don't think he knows what we're about to say.
These folks want a guarantee that whatever business they walk into, if they don't want to or can't pay with a card, they don't have to.
So businesses can't turn down cash, basically.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It should be illegal to not take cash.
Okay.
That's
legal tenders, that's right on the bill.
Yes, that's what some state legislators are arguing, trying to make this into law. And a recent bill has passed both New York State houses.
Mm.
If signed by the governor, it would ban retail stores in the state of New York from refusing to accept cash payments.
So would, like Mace over there, he's at a retail store, would he be forced to, I mean, technically he is because he has a shop.
Yeah, it's a great question. So, like, you know, Innovative Field, where the Red Wings play, it's cashless.
Just recently, too, right?
So the bills
are
Buffalo
cashless.
Bills, right?
Yeah, I believe every sporting arena in upstate New York is cashless right now.
Seems like it.
So that would have to change.
That's a good question.
But they're technically not a retail store.
But they are selling retail stuff.
Right.
I would imagine they would have to change for this. If
because, like, places like, I don't know, it's like C-Mac and Darien Lake, when you go to a concert now, do they take cash for, like, the beers and stuff?
I haven't been in a couple of years. I don't know. Party Kimmy?
I've only used a card, so I guess I've never tried to use cash.
Okay. So here's the thing. Mm. It's not the norm outside of, like, major events, but there are places, everyday stores, you can walk into that will not take your cash.
Mm-hmm.
And now that it's passed both, like, legislative houses, there isn't really a reason for the governor not to sign this. It should actually just be a matter of time before businesses have to go back to accepting cash in New York State. Is this a good idea?
No, because, I mean, if they don't take cash, go shop someplace else that does.
But if I want to go watch a baseball game, I have no choice.
Right.
Go home
places.
And watch it on TV.
I can't. They know they're not on TV.
The Yankees come on at 4.
I don't have Yes or Apple TV.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be so damn old and antiquated. You're not going to be around much longer anyway. Like, these cash people are going to die.
What else?
And then we'll be done with this.
See, I disagree. I mean,
naturally, you know.
I think there is a group of people you're not thinking about.
Who? Who was left?
Because I remember as a teenager, I dealt in cash all the time because some jobs that you had as a teenager paid you in cash. That was how I didn't have a credit card. So,
yeah, but that's 20 years ago.
That's what you got to 20 years ago. He said,
"Your ass old."
Ooh, yeah. that 20 years ago.
Your daughters who are teenagers now, I mean, they don't have a job just yet. So, like, I don't know. I guess I don't know with their phones now how easy it would be for them to use your credit card.
That's a bad argument because, you could just put a card on Apple Pay if they have a phone.
Kids
do that all the time.
How strict. Because remember when we were kids, like, stores would be really strict about you using a credit card? You'd have to have, like, proof that it was your parents' credit card.
Not so much anymore. I write the word C-S-E-E ID on the back instead of signing it.
Oh.
Nobody ever asked me for my card. Or for my ID. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
So old people, and who else?
Okay. There are plenty of reasons why.
Poor people?
Yes. Let's talk about that. One, they can't get a credit card. Right?
Right.
And we've both been there, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can make the argument that prepaid cards exist. You can go to the gas station and use those. But those cost money.
Oh, you pay a fee.
Yes, there are fees around every corner, by the way. Activation, some charge you to keep money on the card month to month. That stuff adds up, and it's a poor people tax. That's what that is.
All right.
And maybe you can argue that they can just go get a debit card. But there are some folks that can't use banks. I was one of those people. I was banned from using banks in America because I overdrew my account so much. And on top of that, using a bank is not easy as it used to be. Because if you know you work a standard job, you can just get direct deposit, plunked right into your bank account, boom, you're good.
Right.
Kimmy, you brought up teenagers that work in cash.
Mm-hmm.
There are also grown-ass people who work primarily in cash.
Okay. Yeah. Well, drug dealers, of course, prostitution.
Okay.
Who else?
Waiters, waitresses, folks that work under the T that you love to talk
about. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of those side jobs you might have, side hustles.
Getting a bank account is not as easy as it used to be.
Right, because people are underpaid, right? Basically, these people are underpaid. They don't make a living wage.
Not necessarily. I mean, some people make a living wage, just it's under the table.
But I mean, they're not doing well financially.
Okay.
Having this, keeping cash around, keeps those wages low.
How so?
Because they don't have to pay.
Okay.
So if you did away with cash and made it a cashless society and direct deposit, you'd have to pay these people a living wage. Mm-hmm. So then they could get bank accounts, and they wouldn't need these debit cards.
What?
So that's what you had to raise the bar. You had to pay them a little bit more money to get them out of poverty.
Oh, that sounds like it's absolutely going to work.
I say right.
Did you really think that was a smart thing you just said, bro?
Am I doing that thing with my chin?
Minimum wage is $15 right now. That's not a living wage.
No, you got to raise it. I'm saying,
okay,
you
but you're not going
it
to. They're not going to.
They're never going to if you keep. If you keep the cash around. They're never going to pay a living wage.
That is, you've had some weird arguments. That's the weirdest argument you've ever
heard. I say cashless raises it floats the boats.
What? Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Look.
I don't get the issue with giving people the choice to use cash or credit.
Because it's a pain in the ass when you're behind these people. That's my real reason.
Are you serious right now?
Oh, my God.
You feel inconvenienced?
Man, when you get in coffee.
Uh-huh.
Or you're... When you're at the register, and here comes change, jerk, or here comes the check, I got to balance my books. Come on, man.
By the way, would check not be usable? I mean,
I would love to get rid of those old ladies writing checks.
I haven't seen someone write a check in public in.
I haven't seen it much, but I have seen it recently at Wegmans.
Okay.
And it's like, even the cashier's like, they got to hit the light, get somebody to come over because... They don't know what to do.
Well, you also shop at the oldest Wegmans in America.
Yes, yeah.
252 WCMF, we got folks waiting on hold. I'll get to you guys in a sec. We got messages coming in on Instagram. We're talking about a bill that has passed both houses in New York State. So the governor just has to sign it. It would ban businesses from refusing to accept cash. No more card-only businesses. Doesn't seem there's a reason why the governor wouldn't sign
all it. Right.
So all of these places that have been going cashless may have to go backwards. Andrew writes us. Cashless means it's easier to track you. Tommy is a big fan of Big Brother. Man! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, Tommy. So about a year ago, we got a snowstorm, and I had to stop in East Rochester for some gas on the way to work. And I carry cash on me because I'm not a freaking idiot. And they lost power overnight. Their card machines were down. I was the only one in that gas station. He got a full tank of gas. Everyone else was stuck there.
Ah!
The power was down?
Power was down. Card machines couldn't boot up.
How'd the gas pumps work?
Well, the power came back, but the card machines, they kept kicking offline, so no one could use their debit cards.
Sometimes those systems go down.
I thought
he was lying.
I know, yeah, but the way
you tried to poke a hole in the story.
He's Rochester, the new one they just put up.
Yeah, that one! Ethan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So Ethan brings up a good point.
What's that?
I don't understand why businesses want to go without cash. Because
At least not have the option,
Like, I've been stuck in the situation that Ethan has described, where you get to a place and their Wi-Fi's down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unless you have cash, you can't pay for anything.
Yeah.
And everybody in line is like, oh. Like, there's been a couple of restaurants, like those ones where, like, you have to go down the line.
Yeah.
And you make your whole meal, and they're like, sorry, cash only.
But I'm guessing, like, owners want it because there's no cash, nobody can steal from you. So if everything's online now, I don't have to worry about the register getting tapped anymore.
Counterpoint to that, it's also easier for stuff to walk out the door, free food.
Okay, well, you're never going to mitigate that, but at least I can cut off the cash.
Okay, but now I have the ability for more stuff to leave. So is it going to balance itself out?
I would say yes.
What?
I don't know.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, also, businesses pay fees to run those credit card machines.
Yeah.
That's why you see those.
Some do and some don't. I know, like, they won't. Some places won't take a type of card. I know, like, American Express sometimes, I guess, charges a lot and they don't take it.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the other ones.
But no, I think every transaction.
There's a little touch.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, Walmart does not use Apple Pay, or at least not until recently. I'm almost positive. Because they don't want to pay Apple the fees that they're demanding.
Oh.
So if I'm taking cash, I'm not paying those fees.
Okay.
What am I missing here? Why businesses would want to move forward? I mean, your theory about the theft is a good theory.
Don't have to deal with the cash anymore.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, Duffy, good morning.
Yo.
Tommy's completely right, Duffy. That's the reason they're doing it, man. It's the theft. It's the dishonesty amongst employees. And the easiest way to explain this to you, Duff, think about the days of the Bills games when they took cash for parking. You think poor Ralph Wilson saw every $40 bill running by the through? You think those guys stood out there on Sunday, Duff, at 9 in the morning, 12 degrees below zero, and didn't stick $300-$400 in their pocket every Sunday?
Okay, but I'll counterpoint you. If I'm the guy taking money and I know someone coming through, if it was cash, you had to watch me do that transaction. Right now, I can fake you touching my card. Oh, yeah, it went through. What are we going to do? I don't know. Something must have happened. I'm telling you, man, I think there would be more shrinkage, as they call it in the business, than cash being stolen.
Duffy, your personal problems, I don't need to hear about.
Ooh, at your boater, man.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
he says you've got
what
a small
boater. When the credit cards came, the technology of where they have cameras now, too. So they're watching you that way also.
Yeah, they got that drone over everyone taking in the credit card payments for the. Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I guarantee, using the Ralph as an example, that whole place is under security surveillance 100%. They know everyone in and out of there, and they're going to see an employee who's stealing.
That's a Joe guarantee, bud.
Look at that.
Take that to the bank.
See you later, brother.
See you, buddy. You can't take it to the bank. It's cashless society.
Do you think you spend a little bit more, too, if you're cashless?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Because I'm thinking, yes. I was thinking about it after this tweet we got from C. Aritz.
Carrots?
Carrots.
Okay.
But C. Aritz. Darien Lake is cashless. Even the games. Some games are like $20. It's an easy way to burn money. Like, I'm thinking how much more money my dad would have spent playing those games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it was cashless.
Okay, but now Tommy's arguing for these businesses to use psychological warfare to drag more cash out of us.
But that would happen, because I know I spend way more now just grabbing my phone and buying stuff.
So why would you want that as a consumer?
I like the convenience.
No, you idiot. Hear me out.
You idiot.
You're paying.
Attention, all idiots.
You're paying, so you pay attention. You are paying out your ass for the convenience that is not being taken away from you, period.
No, because I can't go. I don't have to get up my ass to go get something. I can just have it delivered to me.
Okay.
I like it.
You can
convenience.
How can I do that with cash?
Well, no, I'm saying you don't need to use the cash. Nobody's stopping you from using your credit card. This bill does not say everyone must use cash all the
and
time.
And you're also forcing businesses. You're telling businesses how they can conduct their business.
But that's how we do with everything. You can only accept legal tender. There are things you're allowed and not allowed to do. Don't make up rules that, these have never existed.
Well, you're just forcing guys like Mace to do something he finds irrelevant.
Yes, but my counterpoint to that would be stadiums that do this are forcing people who don't want to work in credit out of their establishments. Do I not have a right to go to a baseball game in America?
Well, were there people at the game on Sunday?
No, there was a whole line of cash people. Just
cash people crying?
Trying to get in through. It was like the old R Gang, hole in the fence. Lucy writes us on Instagram.
Lucy. What is Lucy?
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Yeah. Lucy, oh, what's a Lucy? Sounds like a 50s rock song. Lucy, oh, what's a Lucy? She writes, you guys haven't even thought about the elderly. My grandpa only spends cash. It would be very hard for him at 81 to live without it. He's never had a credit card in his life.
Baloney.
No, you can't buy baloney. He doesn't have any credit cards.
He needs to lay out the baloney with his salt. Let me tell you something. You've got to tell me you got an 81-year-old grandfather who never had a credit card.
This is what Lucy's saying.
She's a liar, man.
Why would she lie?
She lies through her mouth, man, because you can't tell, like, it would be impossible. Like, my brother's 78.
Okay.
He's had a credit card most of his adult life. You'd need one to do anything.
I think you're underestimating the amount of mattress money that still exists in some of these towns.
But they still need a credit card, or a debit card.
Yeah, you'd think you would need some type card at some point.
What do you want from me, man? I don't know the kind of life that Lucy and her family live.
Unless her grandfather, you know, came out of the 1800s.
Well, he would be very old. She says he's 81. Do the math, stupid.
I know, so she's a liar.
Okay.
Why do you write a show with your lies? Don't take care of your husband.
Write a show with your lies. You know who's going to be the most affected by this? People who work on tips.
Yes.
Because I think that maybe they'll still allow you to like tip in cash. I don't really know how. I guess they could regulate that so much. But I would think that people are going to get shorted even more than they probably already are if people can't use cash the way they want to.
I'm trying to think of the last time I laid a cash tip down.
Yeah, but you don't tip
I
well
do
anyway.
Sometimes.
What?
Huh? I said, you don't tip well anyway.
I tip good.
They call him Tommy T-Rex with them short arms. He even does the T-Rex involuntarily. It's like if you say a dinosaur, he just starts pretending to be that dinosaur. Brian writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about this new bill. It has passed both houses of the state legislature. Just needs the governor's signature. It would make it illegal for retail stores in the state of New York to refuse to accept cash payments, meaning that you would have the opportunity to pay both cash and credit. Now, we don't know if this would apply to things like Innovative Field, New Era Field, what is it now, Highmark Stadium?
Mm. Yeah. Area. Yeah.
But it would prevent these smaller businesses here in town from doing that. Brian writes us on Instagram. He says, shut up, Duffy. Shut up, New York State. Everybody shut up.
Shut up.
He goes on. This is more useless laws keeping people from doing things they don't want to do. What happened to freedom? What about the freedom to pay with cash, Brian? Freedom goes both ways.
Go down the street with your cash.
That's not freedom.
Go down to the cash store.
Go down to the cash store. Hi, I'd like to buy some cash from the cash store.
Yeah, Phil Rizzuto's waiting for you down there.
By the way, you can't buy cash. They only take credit. No, I mean, you can't make a freedom argument if I don't have the freedom to pay cash if I want to.
Well, it's freedom to run your business how you want to run.
Okay, but how about my freedom to be able to do transactions the way that I prefer, with legal tender? In God we trust, right? What do you hate? Wait, look at you. Look at you. Bringing God into this. Trying to eliminate God from our society. Lisa writes us, even parking attendants use the square so they have nothing on them in cash.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be make life so much easier for them.
Oh, God, dude. I have to count cash in the cold.
Yeah, but I heard Joe, that he doesn't give him the opportunity to steal all the money all the time.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, high school grad parties and such.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about kids drinking with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other ways to imbibe with mom and dad's permission.
Oh.
This story shocked a lot of people over the weekend. And, you know, saying this is bad is totally understandable.
Mm.
However, there may be more of this going on than people think.
Oh.
And I don't just mean recently.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Just a 44-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she allowed her child, a minor, to consume a cannabis brownie.
Oh, an edible, basically.
Marijuana baked goods.
Okay.
So there's a little bit to this story. Authorities say this all started at a party of the home of the 44-year-old woman, a man who is unnamed, and a child the two have in common. That's the way it's written in the story.
Right.
So mom, dad, child. Police were called initially to the home for a domestic disturbance. And that's where police say they uncovered the other situation.
Right.
Police say the brownie was homemade, and they had plenty of marijuana to make it with. Because according to police, This 44-year-old woman is also facing charges for having more plants than she is legally allowed to have in New York State.
Okay.
Tommy, you are allowed 6 mature plants and 6 immature plants. Mm. Police say they found 21 immature plants, which were then seized. By the way, just a quick sidebar.
A lot of marijuana.
It is a lot of marijuana.
Eventually, yeah.
But, you know, it's funny. We've talked a couple of times about you can have the 6 plants, you know, 6 of each, and people call them, oh, how are you going to find out what I got? Well, this would be how.
Yeah. Okay.
This woman was arrested for endangering the welfare of a child, amongst other charges. She has a court date coming up.
Mm.
So, Tommy,
yeah.
With this story hitting over the weekend, there has been a lot of pearl clutching, a parent allowing their kid to get high.
Yeah.
Massive reaction. And if the allegations are true, obviously this is not good. The woman should be punished. Now, let's keep in mind, too, we have no idea what the age of the kid is at the center of the allegations.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay. But I am surprised there aren't more people aware of folks getting high with their kids.
Because I've known this for years. I mean, I knew guys that talked about it, getting high with their kids.
Right?
Yeah.
Kimmy, did you know people who got high with their parents?
Not until later. Like, I always felt like even parents that had no problem, like, drinking in front of their kids, potentially letting their kids drink with them, they were still weird about marijuana. Like, they didn't want their kids to know that they smoked or consumed marijuana until, like, later on.
Okay.
Because I know parents that, like, their kids, not that they smoked together, but they smoked in the house.
And they knew their kids were doing.
Yeah.
So they did what this woman.
And that never really shocked me. And I always found it weirder when somebody offered a kid a can of beer than, like, just laying around getting high.
It's the same thing.
I mean,
I know, but to me, it was just like, well, you're just laying around getting high. He's not going to get in any trouble where the kid could get drunk and, you know, get a little crazy.
I guess I knew parents that.
Who mellows you out?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just want to touch on this before we move on.
What?
There are lots of things that can go wrong when your kid gets high. Have you not seen that commercial where the
slowly. Kids? You can get in trouble slowly.
Okay. Look, man.
It's the tortoise and the hare.
Okay. Look. I am surprised that people are surprised by this.
Yeah,
I think what it is the providing the marijuana. Because I think that there were plenty of parents that, looked the other way when their kid was smoking or were openly fine with it. I don't know a lot of them that actually, like, provided the stuff for them.
What's the difference?
I think it's just that's where they felt like they drew the line of being a parent.
Buying it?
But what's the difference?
Keep my budget down?
No, but I mean, in all honesty, if we're going to talk about
I never even thought about that. I just assume, you know, it was the family pot.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To the folks listening, how common was it to have someone in your life, or were you someone who either smoked with your parents or allowed your kids to smoke? I witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always that weird time between, like, high school graduation and becoming, like, a real adult. Like, the college years, I guess people not us would call it.
Yes.
But, like, now it never happened in my house, obviously.
Yeah.
But I thought this is something lots of families did. I knew 3 kids when they were, I guess, one of them was in high school, whose parents insisted on buying their marijuana because they were afraid their kids were going to buy things that had, like, bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like bad Halloween candy.
And again, I'm not defending it. I got a problem with it. Hmm. But I was shocked when this story came out, the social media reaction, how many people in the greater Rochester area were like, oh my God, a parent smoking or allowing their kid to imbibe in marijuana.
I can even remember as a kid, because I got a lot of family in Auburn.
Yeah.
And I knew some of those kids, like, openly got high in the house. And I used to always freak my parents out.
All right, can I ask a question?
And that was from an older generation.
No, I get what you're saying. But then again, that older generation also would have been more open, depending on who they were, to smoking when they were kids.
No, but I'm
what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, these are like my parents' age.
Oh, okay, so we're talking
ancient.
Greatest generation. Before you guys ruined everything.
Yeah. Because those kids also smoked. They just smoked cigarettes.
Sure.
You know, and they were underage.
Yeah, that was the other thing, too. I have vivid memories of, like, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids just openly burning heaters at parties. And no parents ever said anything. Some parents smoked cigarettes with them.
Yeah.
It was a very different time.
Both of my brother and sister smoked in high school, and my dad smoked. Like, so, like, when we were in the car, the 3 of them would have cigarettes.
Well, I mean, we talked about this before. There were plenty of local high schools that had smoking rooms.
Oh, yeah, back
kids
in the day.
Yeah, that were 18 years old with parents' permission. Now, it's funny, when you look at this story of this 44-year-old woman accused of providing her child, unknown age, a cannabis brownie. It does have all the markers of parents who were still getting high, passing it on to the kids, if the allegations are true. home grower, people over for a party, according to the allegation, bad decision, boom.
A lot of different areas to judge that parent on.
But, Kimmy, those were always the type of parents I remember passing this along to underagers when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They had it at home. They grew it at home. They had people over all the time. And it's like, yeah, just go ahead.
Did you know a lot of home growers?
Not a lot.
Because I was going to say, like, I didn't, I always figured they got it from somewhere else. Like, I didn't know anybody growing up that had their own plants.
I didn't. I did, but it was also because I lived in the South.
Yeah.
Difference.
So to his point, there were a couple of kids actually I knew who lived out your way that had a lot of land whose parents just had it on the land.
But that person usually provided it to a bunch of people.
Well, but it was their parents.
Yeah. Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, I didn't know a lot of people that had their own growing system.
I'll be honest, I never
thought. Until like recently.
I never thought about it until now. I don't know if they were selling. I mean, it was like their mom and dad's stash. So I never really asked any questions.
I definitely knew kids in Florida that their parents grew it, like right around the house. It was like in the garden.
You know, you bring up something interesting talking about Auburn. Is there a cultural difference here? Because, like, now that I'm thinking about it, every parent I knew that was, like, cool with their kids doing this or, like, did it with them getting high were country-ish people.
Could be.
Is it a rural thing? More common in rural areas? Because this story is from a rural area.
Yeah, getting high. Nobody around. You know? You're not under the thumb all the time.
You're doing it again. You're going down a road. You've already been anti-New York State government for everything. Here we go. Now under the thumb. What are you, Mick?
You don't have deputy dog breathing down on you.
To make sure underage kids aren't getting high, I think that's a fair thing to do.
No, but I'm thinking it's a different lifestyle.
Okay. That's fair. No, saying it's a different lifestyle is different than you being like, yeah, man, coming down on you trying to get your 16-year-old kid high. What happened to freedom?
I was just thinking, like, the kids that lived out their ways, like, that was always, like, the big underage drinking spots, but I don't remember it being, like, huge for smoking, or, like, I guess in terms of parents being cool with it.
Is it possible that everyone knew you were a narc, so you never got to find out about it?
No, I mean, I remember kids smoking. It just wasn't provided. It wasn't like the parents were, like, open about providing it for you.
But they did call you Kimmy Narcs, right?
No.
Narc and Kimmy?
Narc and Kimmy.
You know, what's interesting about this new recreational cannabis law, and I say new, it's been years now, right? With all the pearl clutching going on in the comments about this story, there are folks arguing, of course, that the legalization of marijuana is going to lead to this story and is going to lead to more stories like this.
Yeah.
But I disagree. In fact, I think it helps stop it. Because
of the judgment?
Well, no. Back in the day, when we were in high school, there was no legal age for smoking marijuana. It was illegal. If there were parents who were okay with their kids getting high,
they already knew they were doing something
but
illegal.
They decided they were going to pick an age for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes it was 16, sometimes it was 18, anywhere in between. Now, the legally okay age is 21 years old. So it's not like as a parent who wants to allow their kid to get high, you can be like, well, I'm making a decision for my family. Law states it's 21. Yes. Yeah. So, like, it leads to... One, I think the overall social idea of it changing, where, you know, alcohol is 21, marijuana is 21. And, like, parents today don't have the ability to say, well, yeah, I think they're old enough because there's an actual age where the government says you are old enough.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. There's a line.
Now you're afraid to say things.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're afraid to say stuff.
No.
Because you think it should be okay for parents to get high with their kids.
I think so.
But do you have an age in your head, though? Because I feel like you're thinking older kid, like 17 years old.
I'm trying to think.
It could be a younger kid.
So I had this one buddy when I went to, I was at this Christian school. And I remember going over to his house, and they lived out. They lived in this town. I'm not making up the name of this town. They lived in Indian Town.
You just made that up.
No, you can look it up. It's Indian Town.
Okay.
It's in Palm. I think it's still in Palm Beach County.
Okay.
So they lived out there a ways. So the first time I went out to his house, it's country, man. It's redneck. It's country. A lot of Confederate flags. So I'm figuring when I go to this kid's house, it's going to be like, you know, walking into a Marine camp, right?
Sure. Yeah.
His parents were like big, like laid back people, and he got high with his parents, and I want to say he was 15, 16 years old, and the house smelled like weed. They both got high. They drank, and the kid got high with him. And I was, like, shocked. And I didn't want to tell my parents because I wanted to go back. Because it was like, he lived in, like, it was almost like these, in this really heavy hick town, there was like four or five of these people. They just kind of like found these couples kind of like found each other. They might have been swingers. I don't know.
It was like a commune?
No, but there was this neighborhood, like, you know, and I remember this one guy, his neighbor, he reminded me of the comedian Ron White.
Okay.
He was older guy, always had a cocktail in his hand, and he was always smoking a cigarette and just walk around the neighborhood being a wise ass. Like, oh, this is like the coolest neighborhood in the world. But they got openly high and the kid got high. So like I never knew this when he came to school, that he was already baked in the morning.
I see. At his parents' permission.
Yeah. And that kid, you know, he's fine.
You don't know that.
I know. What do you mean he's fine?
Well, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Again, you finish these stories with everything worked out, but
they were professional people. They had money.
Look, I'm not judging someone for getting high, right? Like,
I don't think it hurts your kid getting a little.
There are several scientific studies that show it hurts your kid. I mean, there's no debating it anymore.
Well, that would have destroyed this country because so many people got high as kids.
It would have destroyed this country.
Look at this country.
I mean,
we just had a beautiful parade this weekend. Everybody enjoyed themselves. Most of our planes land on time.
How do you keep saying such
except for Newark. No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
You know, if we look at it from the other point of this, right, because we're looking at it from parents and the kids, I always kind of judge the kids who got high with their parents because, like, you're getting high with your mom, man. You know what I mean? Like,
made it less cool.
Yes, it made marijuana look less cool.
No, but like, you have to have like these, like this kid that I'm describing, he had like really cool looking parents. Mm. You know what I mean?
Did those kids, I mean, if you're, they're.
He had a good looking mom. That helps.
I'm sure that helped him getting high with his
No, but like,
mom.
She looked more of like, you know, somebody cool.
It's your mom.
It wouldn't be like Edie burning one with you.
I wouldn't want to get high with my mom or dad. Would you want to get high with your mom or dad?
Her dad, yes. I would want to get high with her dad. Well, yeah, I would love to get high with her.
You're his age. Like, think through this. Would you want to get high with your dad?
No.
Okay.
I would get high with your dad. Your dad would be a riot.
You know what? I don't know if my dad would be a riot.
He's a gas.
He may turn normal.
No, he's always got the zingers.
As an adult, like, I wouldn't have an issue doing that. Like, with my parents.
No, you wouldn't. No, you have no. I would. That sounds like torture.
No.
It sounds like it would take the temperature of the house down a notch. Like, if my parents got high, it would have been so much easier to navigate that house.
Okay. You do something that bothers me.
Next thing you know, man, like, a C minus would look groovy, man.
You do something that bothers me.
What do I do? Okay. What do I do?
I am on the record as being pro-legal marijuana.
Yeah, but you're a square.
I'm not a square.
You're a legal square.
No, here's what you do.
Always
take everything too far, where now you have marijuana as this miracle drug that solves all problems and has no negative consequences.
Listen, man, there's always an action and a reaction.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, I think in a parental household that seems to be a little tense, a little pot might cool things down.
Okay, there will also be negative consequences.
Always so, Pat.
Shut
but you know,
up.
It's always a give and take. Listen, everything has a red flag, right?
Uh-huh.
You just have to learn to accept those flags.
Yeah, but it's just weird. You haven't brought up any kind of consequence until I had to force it into the conversation.
What's the consequence of having a little bit calmer household?
Well, no, but see, when you put it like that.
Well, I'm asking.
Well, because the household may not become calmer the way that you're describing
it. Okay, so a bill doesn't get paid and the water's turned off for a couple of days, man.
Good luck with your cottonmouth, bro. You know, the weirdest thing about the reaction from this story, again, we're talking about this 44-year-old woman. She was arrested after police say she provided her underage child, do not know how old the kid was, with a cannabis brownie. It came from a domestic call. Initially, there was a party going on. Police say when they got there, they also found 21 immature pot plants, which is way more than you're allowed to have. Those were confiscated. She's been charged with a whole bunch of stuff, including endangering the welfare of a child. But, like, it's been a whole bunch of, I can't believe parents are allowing their kids to get high, which, again, we've been having this conversation. We're in a scary time of the year for teenage kids right now.
Well, summer. Was it 100 dangerous days of the year?
100 deadliest days. Drinking, drugging, driving.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked at length the last month or two about kids and drinking and parents that will allow it. We are very anti-giving your kids alcohol. But every time that comes up, our phone lines fill. And we get tons of messages. People arguing for letting kids drink.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't see that support with this story.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
People don't see it as dangerous?
Well, no. I'm saying that people seem to see the marijuana as more dangerous than the alcohol. Because if this story was police find 44-year-old woman allowing her child to drink a bottle of wine, I don't think there would have been the same reaction, Kimmy. I think there would have been people defending that woman.
I guess because everybody drinks more.
Okay, so it's more common.
And it's been legal since the 1930s to get drunk in this country.
Okay, that's a good explanation.
Yeah.
All right, everybody on hold. I'm sorry, we've been rambling this whole time, much like we were sitting around smoking. We got to move on.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you like to think that we're like advancing as a society.
Yeah,
species.
Yeah.
And then you see stories like this and realize, nope.
What happened?
Well, look, man, if you want to sell these to people, it turns out you just have to have the most stupid, ridiculous name possible for us to just throw all our money at you.
Okay.
You're hanging out at the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Father's Day is over.
Mm-hmm.
Juneteenth is on Thursday. And then we are into 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, full on summer, man.
You got it. And 4th of July on a Friday this year?
Oh, buddy. I give that one thumb because I lost the other one.
So soon, there will be fathers racing to the New York border.
Oh, yeah.
To buy illegal fireworks in Pennsylvania. Keep in mind, the state troopers have been doing patrols the last couple of years to catch you guys.
At the border?
Yes. Even past the border.
Yeah. Well, that's why they got to put that wall up.
And I have in front of me
mm-hmm.
The list of the most popular fireworks sold in the last 12 months.
Okay.
And it turns out, Tommy,
mm-hmm.
if you want your fireworks to sell well,
yeah.
you just have to give it the dumbest name possible. For example, you can get yourself a popo magnet.
Popo magnet? That is awesome.
On the cover, it's got a cop car with like lights and sirens. It's a 36 shot from a box like thing that goes up in the air.
Oh, so it launches them like.
So you light it once and it just,
and
goes.
It just goes up. The popo?
The popo magnet.
Okay.
Buy this to get arrested.
Yes.
We'll do it.
The man will be in your neighborhood.
You can buy the Patriot Punch.
Ooh.
This one kind of seems really disrespectful. It's got soldiers from all four branches of the military
mm-hmm.
saluting on the box,
mm-hmm. okay.
and then you set them on fire.
Oh, like they're the actual...
No, it's on the box, but you set the box on fire.
Okay,
so it's like,
all
right, thank you for your service. There's one called Impending Danger.
Sounds like a warning label.
No, that's the name of the firework. By the way, if you get hurt using Impending Danger, no one should feel sorry for you.
Well, you got your money's worth.
They didn't lie to
right?
you.
Yeah.
Could you imagine getting to the hospital? What happened? I lit a box on fire that said impending danger.
Oh.
You could, going down the list of the highest selling fireworks, you can go get yourself in Pennsylvania what's called a light and run. No directions needed. But my favorite, my favorite of all time is what's called the death blossom.
Blossom?
Death blossom. It's one of those things. It's like you light the fuse and then it opens up.
Oh, wow.
The death blast.
Okay.
And it kind of feels.
I think I married one of those ones.
It kind of feels like there is a contest to give either the most American or the most dangerous sounding name to every firework.
I love the popo magnet.
Why would you want a popo magnet?
Well, it's dangerous, buddy. Cops are looking for me.
Okay.
I'm on the run with my fireworks.
So the cops show up, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
Did you know this was illegal?
It wasn't me, it was him.
Did you know this was illegal as you're holding the popo magnet?
I also wonder, too, because, you know, like advertisers will use certain like colors and stuff to attract certain buyers. Like, what colors do they use to attract men?
Red.
Yeah, it's a lot of, he's right.
All like the brightest
it's
of colors.
A lot of red and black. Because I can remember like the famous firecracker was the Black Cats.
Yep.
And it was always a red and black wrapper with gold.
No, he's right. It's the most over the top. Yeah. Like, yeah. Danger.
Yeah, it's like something that would attract a Raider fan.
Okay, so now that we know the most popular fireworks in America have the dumbest names, this makes us all dumb, doesn't it?
Sure, but I mean, fireworks are dumb.
Well, it doesn't make you dumb. It makes you 12.
Which is dumb.
You're dumb at 12. You're a dumb person at 12.
You're the dumbest a man will ever be as when you're 12.
All right, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go buy a chainsaw called the arm mangler.
Right.
Good point.
You wouldn't go get a set of knives called the tip takers.
Yeah.
There is no other product in the world you would spend money on advertising, this is going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe hot sauce. Hot sauce is the only exception.
Okay. But that's just your rectum.
You just say,
do not put your fireworks there.
No, but I'm saying, like, every one of these fireworks is advertising, this will hurt you and is dangerous. Yeah. Name me another product we buy where they advertise, this is bad and will hurt you. And you're like, God, I want all of it. I want all of it.
The more dangerous the name, the better.
Well, because you make it sound more badass when I light it off.
Okay, but like cars are badass, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy a Ford Widowmaker.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Like, it's so what are we doing? And like, here's the thing. Like, the car is functional. The chainsaw is functional. The knives are functional. Fireworks are not functional.
So it's just fireworks and hot sauce.
That's it. Fireworks and the hot sauce, even, you could argue, is functional. And I will admit, I am taken in by the funny hot sauce name.
The poo-poo burner.
We could probably do better than that. But yes, something like that. 252 WCMF. We have in front of us a list of the most popular selling fireworks of the last 12 months in America, and they're all ridiculous. The Popo Magnet, the Patriot Punch. There's one called Impending Danger. There's one called Light and Run. Do you have any sympathy for a man that hurts himself lighting off fireworks?
Not really.
No?
No.
So like, if a buddy lost two fingers, you wouldn't feel bad for that guy?
I mean, you're being an ass. You know that buddy. You know that buddy that's going to lose two fingers at some point. If you know that guy long enough, he's going to lose two fingers.
Do you have sympathy for those people, Kimmy?
That get hurt.
Get hurt setting off fireworks.
A little bit, because I know you're doing it to show off, but you're also doing it to put on a show for the neighborhood, right? Like, you are trying to bring some joy to people in the process.
But that's not what you buy them. It's that spreading joy. You're trying to look cool. Like, let me.
Well,
so,
both. It's so a picture of both.
I handled those fireworks drunk when I was in my mid-30s, right?
Yeah.
So let's say.
Like, if you're just doing it on your own, yes.
I was with a group of people my age. We're all drinking and carrying on. So let's say I lost two fingers.
Yeah.
Back then. And every once in a while, I bring up, God damn, Pat, my hand's killing me today, you know?
Yeah.
Goddamn firework accident. You would laugh your ass off.
I 100% would.
Yeah.
But I also know you personally.
But I am that guy.
Not anymore, though.
No, but I was that guy.
Okay.
I was drunk, coming home from a water park, bought Southern Fireworks.
Going
which,
to take
which
your
some
thumb.
Of those, some of those you could win a war with.
No, but I think Kimmy's right.
What?
Your situation is kind of a different picture. Yeah. Like a dad that goes to Pennsylvania, buys a fireworks.
The biggest, best show for everybody.
Yeah, like you can make the argument he has charity in his heart to give everyone a show. You were just shooting Roman candles at your buddies in your 30s while drunk.
You were using them as weapons.
Again, after an unplanned trip to a water park in jean shorts.
In a group. Like, we were a group.
What do you want to do today? Water park? I'm in jean shorts. Who cares? Let's go. No one with children?
One of them had kids.
That is way different. Yeah. That is way different. All right, let's take a break.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.